What truly is the implication of unadulterated belief? I'm talking right down into the fundamentals of all things. Not held by the implications of others' indoctrinated worldly beliefs. But to truly, truly seek that which is beyond, but also of, and in, and surrounding, of all things, is precisely, my homie G's, what Savan Bomar means when he talks about understanding. It's the principality of existence, brohims. You can't just live your life, man, reaching over and turning on the fucking TV, and then being like, why do I feel so emotionally weak? Scared of the fucking dark, but you're watching horror movies. Everything that you put within yourself will give you a result. Think it sounds silly? Well, think not. Men in black, bitch, but I'm the redheaded one. Sometimes I feel like a fucking time traveler that's glitched and, I don't know, sometimes I talk a lot of shit. Let me get back to the nature of the topic. In case you're curious, no, this was not written beforehand. That's why it's a little bit jumbly. But I like to just say things. You know what I mean? My thoughts. Sometimes it takes really long to type. And it gets real fucking boring, you know what I mean? Another point I'd like to explore. I'm sure you hear me curse on here and you think to yourself, well, holy shit, Jiminy Cricket. This bitch is like the Boston Tea Party without the tea. But with vulgarity. Judge not, lest thee be judged. Remember one thing. If all my life the most atrocious I bring is cuss words, no. Realize. Seemingly think. And see. That the greatest of all truths are usually laced in profanity. Or they're done so eloquently in metaphors. Sometimes I think that we just need to turn the fucking faucet on, you know what I mean, and let it pour. At times my brain feels like it's piled up with all kinds of shit. But for the majority of it, I have made sense of life and my own existence. In life, we face trials. We do. There's no way to escape that. That's part of the learning process, dude. Yeah, you like how I did that? Sorry. Sorry, I got a little too Dr. Seuss there. But seriously though, life is important beyond any kind of property, anything, you know? Life holds more weight than any mansion that any man is living in. And a child's dreams, a disgruntled teenager's pain, means more than your comfortability. Consider me the earthquake. I paused for a moment because I looked out the window and you would not fucking believe I got 3 squirrels on this porch. So listen up, man. Even the squirrels come to me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Eat your heart out, Cinderella. You magnificent maid of bitches. My name's Jessica Eileen, man, and I think it's time to put lies into ditches and let the truth re-fucking reverberate through. Because at the end of the day, every single person needs to realize the value that they wholeheartedly inside themselves exude. You have no greater enemy in this world than yourself. But you also have no greater friend within this world than yourself. One of the most important things I have learned, perhaps the most important thing, is that forgive yourself 1,000,000 times if you must. Forgive yourself again and again and again if you must. Because in forgiving yourself, you give yourself the power to rise above where you've slipped in the ditches and in the trust. Grab the lattice, man. Lattice is love. Self-love. Self-discovery. Self-belief. Knowledge of the implications. What happens when you follow those who ill lead? Man, this squirrel is looking pretty hungry. I'm gonna have to jump up off of here. Because, gotta hang out with my little homie. Give him a few little sugary little bites to eat. Peace.